Something rattles. My mobile vibrates on the coffee table. Shadows fall through the large glass window and dance on the pale floorboards, while outside, a black expanse of nothingness hangs over the canal. The sofa creaks as I sit up and rub my eyes, confused to have fallen asleep as the afternoon crept away. Then I remember the photo shoot, my exhaustion, the excitement of creating my first book cover, how it isn't a dream. Hello? My voice croaks. A clicking noise, followed by a woman's voice. Gracie? Only one word, and I'm wide awake, my body taut. I dig my fingernails into my hand. Hello, Gracie? Is that you? My hand wobbles as I put the phone up close to my mouth. Wrong number, I say, and end the call. The tick of the clock is loud, as if it's beating in my head. I switch on the lamp, stare at the glow it casts on the floor, and hug my arms around myself in a vain attempt to get warm. I make myself a hot drink, take it out onto the balcony, my fingertips white against the red of the china mug I am clutching to my chest. Boats huddled along the banks make sinister shapes at this hour, and the dark canal is still. Lights from the office block opposite gleam on the water, and I tell myself the voice on the phone could belong to anyone. But only one person ever called me Gracie. Scratching sounds of a key in the door alert me to Richard's arrival, and I take a deep breath, attempting to push her voice to the back of my mind before I go to tell him about the rest of my day. Everything apart from the phone call, that is. He can't know about that. The following morning, Richard helps himself to a large portion of the granola I made yesterday, and I'm pleased with the way the creaminess of the oat and yogurt matches the colour of our new Smeg fridge. He eats while he stands, checking his phone at the same time.
This is good.
My followers thought so too. I grin as I remember the explosion of little hearts on Instagram.
Are you baking today?
Later. I'm being interviewed this morning, remember? The journalist I told you about. We're meeting in Highbury. I'll wait for the rush hour to finish, catch the later train.
Wish I had that option. But my car is due any minute.
Richard glances back at his phone. Exactly 10 minutes' time.
Traffic is going to be hell. Can't wait, sorry. I've got a meeting in Finchley this afternoon. I'll ring you later when I know what time I'll be home.
He kisses my cheek, and then he's gone. The fridge buzzes into the silence of the kitchen, and I wipe up the little trail of coffee he's left on the marble work surface. I wash the china mug in the sink, wishing he wasn't working late again. We don't get enough time together these days, and I'm missing him. The cupboard door is open and I close it, restoring order to the kitchen ready for my baking session this afternoon. Everything needs to be perfect. It's a short walk to Camden Station to catch the 10 o'clock train. Enclosed in the apartment lift, I remember the phone call and wonder if it was her. What if she's following me? The walk feels different now she's back in my head. A glimpse of red is her coat disappearing around the corner. Heels clipping the pavement behind me are her footsteps. But when I turn around, of course she isn't there. I wouldn't expect to recognize her voice after all this time. But I do. Why would she call? The thought propels my feet to move even faster, and I don't see the man stepping out from a cafe until I've crashed into his cup, causing coffee to slop in milky drops, which land with precision on his black woolen coat. His face twists in surprise, and my hand clenches around the pack of tissues I carry in my pocket, offering it to him. Shit! I'm so sorry. Can I get you another? He dabs at his coat.
No, it's fine.
He inclines his head towards my pale designer jacket. It could have ruined yours, which looks a lot better quality. Then he's gone, and I take a moment to breathe hard, as I have taught myself to do, before I follow the other commuters into the station. There's a Metro newspaper on the seat next to me, and I snatch it up, determined not to speculate any longer on what was probably a wrong number. As I unfold the front page, I wish I hadn't, because the headline, Missing Teenager,